the difference between those that lean on predestination and what we believe is that, or what I believe, and I believe the Bible teaches, is that is what the gospel is. We believe the gospel of salvation is to for a person to believe that Christ died for all their sins, that person's sins. They're all died for already. There's no death coming to you that the wages of sin is death. Christ died for your sins. And he was buried and rose again the third day. And just believing that, that's the faith that we have in the faith that Christ had in going to the cross, believing the promise of life that the Father had made, that that he would raise him from the dead. And that's what the last part of the gospel is there, to believe that Christ rose from the dead. That's what we believe the Bible teaches. On the contrary, John Calvin taught that you're saved by being chosen by God, that initiates your salvation. And if you're saved, you'll go through a process, and in that process, you'll hear a gospel and believe it and all that. But that the trigger, the start of it, is that God chooses who he wants to save and who he wants to damn. And that's not in the Bible. That's philosophy. That's man's thinking. We believe that God knows. The Bible says, Romans 8:29, I believe it is, including the context around it. He says that God has foreknowledge. He foreknows who's going to believe the gospel when they hear it. And he predestines. We're not predestined to salvation. We're predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. He brings us through that whole process. And by the time we get to heaven, we are in the image of his Son.